This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. UVM Medical Center and a big group of stakeholders have just released a comprehensive survey of community health needs. It's required by the Affordable Care Act, but UVM's actually been doing these kinds of surveys since the 1980s. Residents in Chittenden and Grand Isle counties assessed what they saw as the biggest health challenges in their communities, even ones that don't necessarily seem like they have that much to do with medical care. Penrose Jackson is UVM's Medical Center's Director of Community Health Improvement, and we asked her to describe the findings.
We did it in alphabetical order because we're very egalitarian, but the highest needs that we discovered were access to healthy food, affordable housing, chronic conditions, early childhood and family supports, economic opportunities, healthy aging, mental health, oral health and health care, sexually transmitted infections and teen births and substance abuse.
Well, let's talk about the substance abuse one first. In terms of both what you're actually seeing as a healthcare issue and need and what people are saying about it, where does substance abuse fall?
It falls as one of the highest when we prioritize. And we've been very careful about not prioritizing because each need is connected with every other need. But when we looked at the data, when we look at everything from crime statistics to our own prevalence and use of opioids that is leading to addiction and then people seeking treatment, it's high all over the place. So that's consistent.
You don't prioritize in the sense that you have that alphabetical order, but you do ask people to rank their challenges, and you have some interesting charts in the report, which we have a link to at vpr.net for people who want to see it. Drug and alcohol use and substance abuse is ranked as a pretty high challenge to overcome.
That's interesting because a while ago we compiled what we'd learned from our community going back into the early 1990s, and interestingly, substance abuse has been on every single survey and cited as a critical need in the community. So I think our community is pretty consistent in saying that, and it's pretty obvious that it is complex, or we would have figured out how to tackle it. And it isn't our problem. It's a state problem and a national problem.
It's fairly easy to see how substance abuse and health issues go together. One of the other challenges that you mentioned and something that people in the community say is a huge challenge, and that's affordable housing.
Yes.
So draw the connection between affordable housing and health and health care.
Well, 3 years ago when we did our needs assessment, the community said affordable housing. And we said, well, that's very interesting, but we're a hospital and we have great colleagues in the community that we know will address this. And meanwhile, we'd been talking about people that have been staying with us for too long. They didn't need hospitalization, but we didn't have a place to discharge them safely back into the community. Very often these individuals, not always, but very often they were homeless individuals that needed more aftercare than you can get living as a homeless person. They needed a refrigerator to refrigerate medicines. They needed dressing changes and they needed help from a visiting nurse or the like. And so we'd been despairing for many, many years over our inability to find a safe place for them to go. And so that's when the Champlain Housing Trust came to us with Harbor Place, and we helped guarantee some kind of bridge funding, which we actually never had to spend, and also bought motel rooms from them. We looked at our utilization. We bought a number of nights per month, and we've looked at those individuals that were housed there. We looked at their cost of care prior to their time at Harbor Place and subsequent to their time at Harbor Place, and it's a dramatic decrease of about 80%.
And Harbor Place, for people who aren't as familiar with it, used to be a hotel. It was purchased by the nonprofit, so now it's a place for families and individuals who are homeless and need emergency housing, but it's also used by people like the UVM Medical Center as a place where you can discharge people who don't otherwise have a place to go. You cite in the report that 60% of a person's health status is related to socioeconomic factors and physical environment, and only 20% is based on the clinical care that they get. And for those curious, the other 20% is based on genetics. Given that, how does that help you direct resources and care?
That's a lot of what we're learning right now. There's a move nationally toward population health. We're going to be paid increasingly for keeping people healthy. And the medical profession, hospitals and healthcare centers have recognized that we're only 20% of the equation, and we need to have very strong community partnerships in order to increase the health of the entire population, as I said. So we're trying to engage the community as best we can, because we recognize we can't leave our hill and do everything, but we can certainly partner more effectively and are seeking to do that.
Can you give me some examples of how you're doing that already? Because, I mean, you picture the hospital, and it's a hospital where you go for a medical procedure. I don't picture it as a social services area where I'm getting my needs met for affordable housing or pedestrian infrastructure.
Well, I'll pick on an easy one, and that's access to healthy food. And we've had a pilot underway now, I think this will be the third summer, where we, with our own practices, who identify low-income patients who are having difficulty accessing fresh foods, and actually purchase a share in a community-supported agriculture. Their weekly deliveries, and at those deliveries, we just don't hand them food. We help them understand more about healthy eating, and if it's something that's unfamiliar to them, like celeriac would be unfamiliar to me, we help them understand how to prepare it and why it's good for them. So those kinds of things are small, but they're effective, and every person who we can help, hopefully they'll talk to another person, and on the ripples in the pond.
Your geographic area of focus in the community health assessments is Grand Isle and Chittenden counties. Do you have a sense of how those two counties compare to the rest of our state?
It's been pretty consistent over time. The poorer counties are faring less well. And that's part of the social determinants of health, that lower education, lower socioeconomic status, often you'll see poorer health outcomes. So while we have challenges in Chittenden County, and we have some trends that are going in the wrong direction, like sexually transmitted infections, we don't have the huge climb that some of our colleagues, predominantly in the Northeast Kingdom, are seeing. So we're pleased to be here. We're pleased to have a healthy population, but we can be even healthier.
Penrose Jackson is Director of Community Health Improvement at UVM Medical Center, and we've been talking about a just-released report, a Community Needs Health Assessment for Chittenden and Grand Isle Counties. It's required under the Affordable Care Act, and we have a link to it at vpr.net. Penrose, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thank you. It's fun to talk about.